I'm joined here by Frank O'Hare, who's involved with the Commonwealth Games. Frank, what was your role and why are you here today?
I was a team leader for the host city volunteers during the Commonwealth Games, and I also volunteered separately for the Legacy Project to design and open the exhibition. I worked closely with Glasgow Museums to be a part of that.
Tell us about the exhibition. It's going to open to the public tomorrow. It looks like it's a bit of a work in progress, but there's lots of exciting things through there, isn't there?
Yeah, we're on the last few hours where we're putting everything together. It was a long process. It's the first time a group of people from the city have worked with Glasgow Museums to design an exhibition based on an event, obviously the Commonwealth Games last summer. It's looking great and it's a great representation of what went on.
So what are the highlights? Tell us what's in there and what folk can see.
Well, what people see is there's a timeline from when people seen the adverts, volunteered, went along to opening induction and then became volunteers and helped the public in the city.
So tell us about what your role, what did you do? Because you're not a Clydesider, you're a very different role, aren't you?
Yeah, the host city volunteers, we were based around the city, directing people around the George Square in particular, Merchant City, and in the venues like Glasgow Green, Kelvin Grove Bandstand. We actually had a different role than the Clydesiders. Clydesiders were in the sports venues and we were actually out helping direct people.
What are your memories, your resounding memories of that time last summer?
It was sunny, which was very unusual, but it was also a lot of fun. Very, very busy, a lot of visitors and a lot of locals out on the streets, and a great sense of fun. People were really, really happy and didn't mind queuing for trains, buses and everything else. It was just fantastic.
It's hard today looking out the window and looking at that howling wind and the rain to imagine the Commonwealth Games was here only a few months ago and it was a completely different atmosphere in the city.
I think that's a good reason to come to the exhibition, because you can get into the space and you can memorise. There's great graphics that will take you back to last summer and the sunshine that we had, and a great event for the city.
Tell us what your favourite parts are of the exhibition.
I'm really keen on the people parts, where you can actually see interviews with people, live people. There's a flashing images of every volunteer that took part in the Commonwealth Games, the host city volunteers. So there's lots there for people to see. And there's also the legacy thing, where you'll see other volunteering opportunities that people can take part in.
Okay, well, thanks for joining me just now, Frank.
Thank you.